Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello, ladies. I hope you've had a great week. Welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. Rosemary and I are here again today.
Yes, we are.
This week, we are chatting about the topic of hoping again and trusting again. And this all came about from driving in the car one day with you. And we were talking about a situation in our life that we've prayed about for a long time now, many years, and it feels like nothing has changed. And you, Mum, were being very
verbacious.
Yes, I was going to say excited, but yeah, you know, speaking out, nope, God will make a difference. He will change this situation. He will have breakthrough. You know, you're just speaking out what we want God to do. And I remember thinking as I was driving, will you, God? We've been praying for a long time. Like really feeling, I suppose, lethargic in hoping again. Like,
yeah, giving up maybe.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, oh, this is just how it's going to be for the rest of our lives and I'll just have to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also when I was praying out loud, I wasn't saying, well, Lord, you've got to do it this way and it's got to be like this. No, I was just saying, Lord, you've got the victory. You have this whole situation in hand. We trust in you. Just speaking. And it wasn't, it's not even just a positive throwaway, oh, well, I better say this because I'm a Christian, but really believing God has the victory and he has it in hand, and whatever his outcome is, it is the best outcome.
And I think that's what struck me about when we were driving and you were believing and faithful in your prayers, and I was questioning myself, Emma, do you believe that I can do this? Like maybe God was speaking to me at that time, Emma, do you believe that I can change this situation? You know, I can change it in an instant if I want to, Emma. Like, and questioning myself and reflecting on, yeah, I think I've lost a bit of that heart, but I would have said only for maybe that situation. Like, it's funny, I can be believing for God in other situations of my life, but not for that one. So it was just a bit of a challenge. And maybe it's because it's been a number of years, so therefore it's hard to persist.
Yes, and I've often heard people say, well, I can believe it can happen to somebody else, but never to me. Why not to you? Why not God come in and change the situation? Why not a miracle? God can do whatever he wants to do. And the walk of faith, the walk of trust is, Lord, I place it in your hands. I will keep asking. I will keep hoping. But I place it all in your hands and you'll work good out of this whole situation.
So I've been challenged to hope again and trust in God again for the situation in my life, but then also to ask God, what is he trying to say to me then? Because I don't think God's a God where you ask and you straight away receive. And I don't think that what we ask for, we always get. But obviously I'm asking for a situation to change, so I'm wanting it to, but God hasn't done that yet. So I've started to ask more the question of, so God, what are you saying to me? Are you wanting to transform my heart? Are you saying you're going to do it in a different way? And probably all those things.
Yes, and God is gracious like that, in that say if we are asking the wrong prayer, well, our journey with God is our heart gets transformed so much that we actually change our prayer to fit in line, in tune with what God desires. And then we go, well, Lord, I've been asking the wrong thing all along, but look at this now, and all of a sudden the whole situation has changed. And it is. It's just a walk of faith, a walk of trust, a walk of knowing God has the best for me and for the whole circumstance.
So I want to, well, I suppose I continued in the heartbeat by sharing about four different things that we can remind ourselves about God that would then help us to hope again. And the first is just that God loves you. Obviously, we know he loves us so much. Then reminding us of just how faithful our God is. Reminding ourselves that God fulfills his promises. We know that no word is spoken that doesn't come back to him fulfilled. And then also that just reminding us that God can make a way, which probably for me is the bigger one, reminding myself that God can make a way. Because I would have said that, yeah, I know the other things, but have I lost the belief that God can actually make a difference?
Yeah. And when you don't see differences happening in your life, you can feel like, well, what's going on, God, or what's the point? But if you look at other people's lives or you read stories and you see things happening in theirs, well, God, if it's happening in theirs, why wouldn't it happen in yours too? Because God just doesn't, like I said, he has no favorites. We are all his favorites. He doesn't hand out some to some and some to another. You know, it might appear like that, but it's just what journey you're on with God. God sometimes puts you in a position to believe in him more, to have faith more, to trust in him more, to see what we might do. But if he does it for someone else, then the possibility is he could do it for you too. I can't tell you that he will, because I don't know the mind of God for you and your life. Because sometimes what's of benefit for one person is not of benefit for another.
Yeah.
It's not what God has planned for our lives. But ultimately we all win. Ultimately we all have the victory of living with him forever in eternity. And it's the walk of trust, the walk of faith. You know, I often think, you know, in scripture you read it, in books you read it, there are some people who are martyred. But for some reason that was their journey of faith. That was their walk that they were on. And God graces us where we are at in our lives at different times. But for saying that God will gift that person but won't gift me, you know, I don't agree with that. There's different gifts, different things God gives you, but if he does it for someone else, he could do it for you too.
My sister Melissa introduced me to this song that I shared about, and I really do encourage people to go look it up. It's called Your Nature, and it's sung by Kari Job. And I've been listening to it almost every day just to continue to remind myself and speak out about who God is. And it's just beautiful talking about how if something's barren, then God can bring it back. If someone has lost their joy, if they're brokenhearted, then God restores hope to people. And then I love the chorus, how it says, "There's no desert that your streams can't run to. There are no ruins that your love won't make new. You tell the wasteland that it will bloom again because it's your nature." I just love that God can speak and it can happen.
Yeah.
And just to remind myself that, yeah, this is the God that I believe in, and he can make it happen even if I haven't seen it yet.
And it's not just his nature, it's his name. Prince of Peace, Wonder Counselor, Savior. You know, just think of the names that Jesus is, that God is, and it just overwhelmingly tells you what he does, who he is, what belongs to him, what he can do. And it gives you hope just in speaking out his names.
I just love the joy in your face when you share all that, like that you're just able to speak forth who God is. And I feel like it's a witness to your years of faithfulness.
Well, you can't see my face.
No, but I can. Yeah. No one else can see it, but I can. And it's beautiful. So this week, I think the weekly challenge is to go and find a scripture or a song and to pray through it during your week that does remind you of who God is.
Oh, I love the idea of songs. Yeah. Because often the scriptures have been written into the songs.
That's true. Yeah.
And you'll hum along and sing along with them. You'll probably learn the scriptures even better because of the song. I remember
I know this is a bit off the track, but
yeah,
my year two teacher, who was a nun, taught us the times table by singing.
Hmm.
So I learned it all by singing the times tables. And I knew them off by heart because you put them to a song. So I love the idea of go get a song, the Christian songs, they have scripture in them, and go learn them. And then you'll walk around the house wondering, oh, what am I singing? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then someone will say the scripture one day at Mass or somewhere out, and you're like, I know that. It'll just come back to you.
Awesome.
Yep. All right, so that's the weekly challenge for this week. And why don't you write into us and tell us what song / scripture you love and you've been praying about this week. So we pray that you've been blessed by this, that you've enjoyed our chat and our discussion, and that's just given you some encouragement, some food for thought to talk about with other women in your life. And we just really hope that it's blessed you. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
And maybe you can even sense the smiles that we have behind these microphones.
That's right. All right. Bye,
everybody.
See ya.